Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. BuzzFeed is to launch in Japan later this year after partnering up with Yahoo Japan. Tencent has invested $50 million in Kick. And Google has released its latest cheap smartphone, Hot 2, in Africa. BuzzFeed is to launch in Japan later this year after partnering up with Yahoo Japan. In the mutually beneficial agreement, BuzzFeed will provide content to Yahoo Japan, and Yahoo Japan will drive traffic to BuzzFeed's site. BuzzFeed is a news and entertainment site that specializes in publishing fun and shareable articles, often in the form of lists. It will face stiff competition when it enters the Japanese market, where local sites Virate and Kurezi are already well established. It hopes that its partnership with Yahoo Japan will give it an edge over its competitors. Yahoo Japan is one of the most popular online portals in the country, with 88% of Japanese internet users using the site. It isn't the first time that Yahoo Japan has partnered up with a Western brand. Last month, it partnered up with the travel price comparison company Skyscanner to launch a travel search engine. Japan is just the latest international market that BuzzFeed has entered. Earlier this year, it entered Germany, Mexico, and India, and it also has sites for the UK, Canada, Australia, and France. 45% of BuzzFeed's readers are from outside the US, with the upcoming launch in Japan set to push this up even higher. The leading Chinese internet company Tencent has invested $50 million in Kick. Kick is a social messaging app. It's particularly popular amongst Western teenagers, with 70% of users being aged between 13 and 24 years old, and around 40% of American teenagers regularly using the app. Tencent has a vast amount of experience in social messaging apps, having developed the hugely popular Chinese social messaging apps WeChat and QQ, which both have over 600 million monthly active users. WeChat allows users to message one another, do online shopping, play games, and order taxis, much more than the basic messaging service that Kick currently offers. Kick hopes that Tencent's investment will help it to develop in the same direction into a more complex and fulfilling app. It will give Kick a boost against its main competitors, the Facebook Messenger app, WhatsApp, and Snapchat. Google has released its latest cheap smartphone, Hot 2, in Africa as part of its Android One initiative. The Android One initiative aims to produce affordable smartphones running on the latest version of Android for customers in developing countries. The Hot 2 smartphones are being sold in Nigeria, Egypt, Kenya, Ghana, Morocco, and the Ivory Coast at a cost of $88. They run on the latest version of Android, Lollipop, and will also be able to run the next version to be released, Marshmallow. With Africa being a key frontier for future online growth, Google is keen to get users onto smartphones running its Android operating system. Commentators have pointed out that this will give Google millions of new customers using its search and advertising services. The home rental giant Airbnb has said that it wants to expand into China. Airbnb allows users to post ads for spare rooms or apartments, with guests and hosts being able to connect and rate each other after their stay. The website currently has around 1.5 million listings, with users coming from 34,000 cities in 190 countries. China was chosen as the next market for Airbnb's international expansion due to the booming Chinese travel industry. Airbnb has seen a staggering 700% increase in the number of outbound bookings from Chinese customers in the last 12 months alone. The company is going to team up with local giants China Broadband Capital and Sequoia China in order to produce a localized Chinese platform that conforms to strict Chinese data rules. And finally, the South African government has passed a bill that includes clauses covering internet censorship. The bill, an amendment to the Film and Publications Act 1996, still needs to be passed by the Parliament's Communications Portfolio Committee and the National Assembly before it becomes law. The controversial section says that the Film and Publications Board can remove any content from the internet if it's deemed to be potentially harmful and disturbing to children. Commentators have hit out against the bill, saying that it threatens freedom of expression. And that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.